won't be back no more. Going back down south, child, don't you wanna go. Woman, I'm trouble, I be all good night. Well, babe, I just can't be satisfied, and I just can't pay for.
That sounds like a story to tell. And we've got a great storyteller in the house. His name is Manuel Ramos. He writes noir fiction with a Denver, Colorado backdrop. His latest book, My Bad. Welcome back to KUVL, Manuel.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Rodney, how you guys doing?
Hey, good, good, man. You've given your characters in this book, My Bad, a soundtrack. Each chapter is written by one or the other, Gus Corral, the ex-con and investigator, and his attorney, Luis Montez. Some of these are return characters.
Oh, yeah. They both appeared in previous works of mine, especially Montez. You know, my first five books were dedicated to the guy. It was his life story. And then Gus showed up in Desperado, and he's still hanging around.
And they've got a soundtrack. They've got some. Was this guy Gus? He's just out. And he's trying to do right.
Right. He's trying to live the straight life. He's living in the basement of his sister's house, and he's discovered his father's and his sister's old record collection. So he spends time down in the basement listening to old blues and rock and roll and things like that, and that makes the background for the story. The idealistic reasons I had for becoming an attorney rolled over me like the marijuana cloud at the annual 420 rally. And for a brief second, I worried that I'd never succeeded at my own ambition. I'd wanted to be the Chicano attorney of and for the people, the fast-talking, clever abogado who could go mano a mano with the best legal minds in the state, but who never forgot his roots in the housing projects of Denver's West Side. I'd wanted to create change, change for the better. But not much has really changed, I muttered. I was slipping into reminiscences that had nowhere to go except regret. My imagine left me, and the client letters turned into rote and depressing exercises. I paused and surveyed my office. 40 years was a long time for anything. Now what? The wave of nostalgia felt colder than the gusts of icy wind that cracked against the office windows.
Noir, brother.
The Montez cracks me up. He takes himself so seriously, you know. But he's thinking of retiring, so he's going through the regrets and the nostalgia.
The book is My Bad, a Mile High Noir. This genre picking up around the country. You're getting some extra love on this project as you release it.
Yeah, you know, noir has always been kind of a subgenre of crime fiction, and now there's Latinos doing it across the board. Alt Latino just did a show on Latino noir, and I've been talking my fool head off about Chicano noir. So, it's something now happening.
Well, your character, Luis Montez, has a movie poster of Zoot Suit in his office. Wouldn't that be like an early cinematic gangster noir based in L.A.?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Louis' roots are very noirish. You know, noir is all that fatalistic cynicism, kind of angst-driven atmospheric tale, and Montez and Corral fit right into that. But then, you know, that's the way Chicanos are in general.
Manuel Ramos, our guest, the author of My Bad. You've got the mysterious romantic interest. What does this woman want?
Well, we've got a couple of mysterious women in the book. One is the client, Maria, who ends up disappearing, and that starts the whole case. And Gus and Luis have to try to find her. And then there's the police officer, Ana Domingo, who's also got her own baggage and brings a little attitude to the story.
And in the back of the book, a soundtrack. Rodney, check out those tracks that
yes,
he gives. This
yes.
is the music of his characters, Gus and the attorney Luis.
And you know, I was looking this over. If this ever was optioned for a motion picture, the music contractor would have no problem with a variety of pieces. And you, the thing that you have, which is a common thread, it seems, Manuel, is the blues. The blues is a common presence in all of these pieces, from Sonny Boy Williamson to the Pretenders. From Willie Dixon to Bob Seger, from Albert King to Chris LeDoux.
Right. And we've even got some Tejano and Chicano music.
Yes, you do.
In,
so. Indeed. You yeah. know, from Ramon Ayala y sus Bravos del Norte. Yeah. Great stuff on there, right. man.
Yeah, well, thank you. It's, you know, music's always been an integral part of my stories. And Gus Corral is, you know, he falls in love with the blues, and it's like following him every step of the way in this story.
You know, when you come up with characters like Gus Corrales and Luis Montez, you know, these characters almost take their own persona, even though it's of your creation. Do you ever feel like these characters are out of control for you as an author?
Well, yeah, that's the whole thing about writing. You know, when you get into the story, the characters start talking to you.
Exactly.
You follow the characters along the storyline, and so I've often ended up in places I didn't know I was going.
Is that something that only an author can relate to with another author? If you were to talk to this to Joe Sixpack off the street, you know, like my character Luis Montez, you know, is such and such and such and such.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know who does that to me is my wife Flo.
Yeah,
you guys might know. She. I mean, she will laugh at me when I start talking about how my characters are talking to me and telling me what to do.
It's just those voices.
She has no mercy.
But she still loves you, though.
Well,
that's an important thing.
Yeah, that's the main thing. Yeah.
My Bad, A Mile High Noir, out by Manuel Ramos. And it's you're going to go public in terms of reading at the Tattered Cover. This is coming up Thursday night at 7 at the Tattered Cover on East Colfax.
That's exactly right. And if you ever been to one of our readings, you know we like to have a good time. Yeah. Flo's got some surprises.
All right.
We're going to have food, maybe a little music. Hopefully we can do something with this soundtrack. I'll do a reading, answer questions, sign some books, and we're off.
My Bad, A Mile High Noir. You know what Roddy and I are both wishing on you, man, a screenplay. There's a screenplay.
It's got to happen.
It's visual, man. It's got to happen.
Danny Trejo, yeah.
You know, yeah, Danny Trejo and somebody.
Jimmy Smits or somebody like that, or, you know.
Whatever, right? Well,
who would play the female roles?
Oh, man.
Now we need some help.
We have such a choice, man. Yeah,
that's right. Exactly you right. Know? There's so many. We'll have to get the fans to let me know who they think should be in the movie.
There's a stream on social media right there. Manuel Ramos, My Bad, A Mile High Noir. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.